Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs 31. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. The sayings of King Lemuel contain this message, which his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not waste your strength on women, on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, to guzzle wine. Rulers should not crave alcohol. For if they drink, they may forget the law and not give justice to the oppressed. Alcohol is for the dying, and wine for those in bitter distress. Let them drink to forget their poverty and remember their troubles no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless, and see that they get justice. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like a merchant's ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Once again, that was Proverbs 31 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. This chapter of wisdom is from King Lemuel's mother. She begins by telling him not to waste his time on women. Then she goes on to tell him how to find a noble and godly wife, who is worth more than any amount of riches. We need wisdom to discern the truth here. Don't waste your energy chasing women. You have a kingdom to run. But the one woman of noble character is worth more than chasing riches or more power. She is worth pursuing, for she will bless your life as you rise and call her blessed. King Lemuel's mother described the wife of noble character to help her son have discernment in his search for a bride. These verses apply to men and women. If you are single, don't desperately chase after love, but be ready for the person with character to come into your life. The noble wife is trustworthy, hardworking, good with money, generous to the poor, wise to plan ahead, confident, and loved by her family. We all want to marry a person like this. Even more, we need to be people like this. In fact, many commentators believe that these verses are a description of Lady Wisdom herself, an example for men and women to follow. Take a look back over these verses and find some ways that you will allow God to grow deeper character in you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you be wise in love? If you are married, how can you make your marriage better? If you are single, how can you more fully receive and live out the love of Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.